You're I'm LJ.
What's cracking, y'all? It's Stevie Nicks.
And we're Knicks fans.
And welcome to Knicks Anonymous.
Myself, and I think we see Willis coming out.
Fast break to Walt Frazier. Frazier then slows it down. It's picked up by Jerry West at the top of the post. Three.
The New York Knicks.
Here's David Stern
for
with the announcer.
First pick, select Patrick Ewing.
Bernard looking for 50, and he's got it. Back to back 50 point games for Bernard King.
Anthony for three.
Johnson cuts left, now fires a three,
it is good, and he's fouled, it counts, and he is fouled.
Barrett drives down, this time finishes with authority.
Yeah, what is going on, New York? Welcome back to another episode of
Knicks Anonymous.
Knicks mother effing Anonymous, baby, let's go. Episode
53, I think.
53.
Are you sure?
You were close. A for efforts.
Okay, that's what's up.
You already know, man. Shout out to the Knicks Anonymous family. At the end of the day, we are the people's voice, and we are nothing
without the people.
Without the people, exactly. We love you guys. We love all the support. Shout out to our... if you guys do want more content... You can check out our other show that we have, Past, Present, and Future. Shout out to those guys over there. Didn't mean to put the Bruce Lee kick in there.
Yeah, man. You got a great show going over there. Shout out to our new guys, Smitty and to Trippy OG.
That's a fact. And where can they find that, Stevie?
Oh, the same place I tell y'all to look for us every week. Follow us on Instagram. At Knicks Anonymous. I almost forgot that for some reason. Sorry. You can also find us on Amazon Music, Pandora, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, and Breaker. And if worst come to worst, Google Knicks Anonymous. We are the top search.
So currently, at the moment, the Past, Present, and Future is a YouTube exclusive. That is the only place you can find that right now. I will most likely make audios of the show and then just put it somewhere. Yeah. That's a fact. We love you guys. And, what a peculiarly interesting week of basketball, I would say.
Yeah, it has been. I want to do something first.
Okay.
Yeah, I actually want to do a light it or clip that.
Let's go.
I have one question only.
No intro.
For those that don't know, Light It or Clip That is a question segment. Usually I have more than two or three questions, but today I only have one. You answer Light It for yes and Clip That for no, and there are other answers in between. You will see. And I'll just get into it real quick. Light It or Clip That. The whole Julius Randle thumbs down thing was a big deal. You already know what I'm going to say.
You're going to clip it, right?
Of course.
You're going to clip it? Okay. I'm in the middle. I'm gonna clip it, light it for later. Or light it, then clip it.
So you're going to smoke half the blunt?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Why is that? I'm curious.
Okay. It's not like we were booing from probable cause. I understand it's, you know... But you were down 30 points. You were down 30 points, and you were playing like complete garbage. Can't even lie to you, Stevie. The game was looking like it was over.
We were watching the same game.
I cannot lie to you. And that boo was built up of frustration. Because Randle has been very inconsistent lately. And it kind of seemed like his energy level just wasn't there in the first half of the game. Right? So that is why we booed him. Okay? In the second half, it was a completely different story. I will own up to that. He completely turned the game around. So did everybody else. The Knicks as a whole, Evan Fournier, everybody was just going off.
Yeah, especially Evan Fournier.
You feel me? Okay. Then he proceeds to do the thumbs down as they were making the run. Bro, you were getting booed because you were down 30. He's kind of saying like, oh, don't cheer now. Like, of course we're going to cheer now, bro. We had nothing to cheer for before. So that's why I'm in the middle with it. Like, he's a person, all right? At the end of the day, he's going to express himself, all right? I get it. I understand that. But like he said in his statement, he should have handled it differently. Like, bro, you should have ate it. I'm not going to lie. As hard as it is, you should have ate it. I'm sorry. But that's why I'm in the middle, because I'm not really sure how to feel about it. Like, I get it, but I don't think it should have been as big of a deal as it should have been. I don't think he should have got fined for it. That was OD.
Oh, wait, he got fined for that?
Yeah, he got fined for it.
Oh, wow, that's bogus.
Yeah, I think that was OD.
So, yeah, like you said, I am going to clip it.
Say, I'm more so clipping it.
This was not a big deal. Could he have handled this differently? Yeah. But I'm personally not mad at Julius Randle. Me personally, I'm not. Because to be honest, to defend him while we were down by 29 or 30 or however many points we were down at the moment, he was the only one actually playing good ball. You know, yeah, the body, I understand the bad body language was there. You know, I won't deny that. We all saw that. But he was balling. He was part of the reason we didn't get totally blown out the building. So he was getting buckets. He was getting rebounds. Yeah, I'll defend him on this one. However, I will agree. He could have handled it a different way. You know, like, you're a pro at the end of the day. And like you said, they're people.
You're like 7 years in, bro.
Yeah, yeah. But like you said, they're also people. So at the end of the day, the way I see it, the fan base has said stuff to him. You know, our fan base is wild out on Julius Randle, dude. Especially the year he had the bat. Especially his first year.
Yeah, we can't let that go unforeseen.
Yeah, our fan base has wild out on him, bro. Like, he's gotten it bad. Like, he's blocked a lot of fans. And there's fans mad about that. As far as being mad about him blocking people, dude, it's his social media page. He can do whatever he want. Feel how you want. That's where I'm at with that. That's not a fact. That's not that serious. You know.
And shout out to Julius. He's actually liked some of our posts.
Yeah, facts. You know, I have nothing.
He didn't block us.
Yeah, exactly. We cool. We cool with you, Julius. But
we're still gonna talk shit about you if you're playing like garbage.
Nah, yeah, bro. Like, and it's out of love, bro. We want the best for you, man. We know what you're capable of. But point being, the media tried to make this into a bigger deal than it was, as they always do, because you know the Knicks generate clicks.
That's just a fact. Clickbait.
That's just how it is.
Clickbait's finest.
And especially with the Knicks, they're going to chew at the bunch to make something big out of something small.
And who else to chew at?
The Knicks. Julius Randle.
Julius Randle.
He's the target. He's the popular target now. Yep. But as he I said, spinning. Wasn't that big of a deal. Could he have handled it better? Yeah. He didn't do anything wrong. He should not have been fined at him.
The fine was OD.
I'm not mad at him, but you know, I guess this could be a learning situation. A learning situation for him. You know, as far as that long statement.
I don't think it was necessary, really.
I mean, I think he was coming from a good place. You know, remember what I told you the other day, bro? This was nothing. I'm gonna tell y'all this, Julius Randle. Because remember, he gave y'all thumbs down. He was two fingers away. Remember, there's the thumb, there's the index finger, and there's the other finger. He was two fingers away from being bigger than COVID for a day. So this was not a big deal. Let's just leave this behind us.
Yeah, man.
That's my point.
Yeah, let's not take it personally, man. We're New Yorkers. I thought we were tough. Come on, man up.
Facts.
Suck it up.
But handle yourself better, though, Julius. So this goes both ways.
That's a fact. That was interesting. That was actually a pretty good hot topic, not for nothing.
Nah, yeah, bro. Like you said, bro, people are people. Sometimes there's so much they could take. So, like I said, I'm not mad at Julius. But like I said, handle it better next time, bro.
And, that's a fact.
And the fans have to handle themselves better as well, because sometimes we be ODing.
Do you think the boo is necessary? From the looks of it, yes.
Yeah. I don't think... That's why I said he should have handled it better. I don't think he should have took it the way he did. But I guess that was built up frustration.
Because I heard some players talking about how like the booing is kind of unnecessary.
At times it is.
But do you feel like in that moment
it was? In that moment, no.
Like, you're down 30 in the garden, like...
Yeah, at that moment it wasn't necessary. But like I said, as far as Julius goes, that was just built up frustration.
Would you have booed if you were there?
Would
you have partaked? I would have, to be honest.
Honestly, not directed at Julius Randle.
But like
personally,
as the performance as a whole. Like,
yeah.
They would have heard it from me, absolutely.
Of course. But like I said, that's built up frustration on his end. Nothing more.
It's good to get it out though. So it doesn't happen again.
Yeah, you know, we booed, you booed us back. Yeah. That's what I found funny, bro. Like, it's not that serious. He said, no, you're not booing me. I'm booing you. That's funny. I don't know about y'all, but that's funny. that's funny shit to me.
Play your power, right?
Exactly, bro. Like, we gotta stop taking things too serious, man.
Play your power, man. That's it. I think we're just looking for any excuse to get rid of him at this point.
We'll get to that later.
That's a fact. Hold on. Yeah.
Yeah, so for now, we'll get into the game.
All right, yeah.
We'll get into the games.
It's getting spicy there.
Yeah, you almost blew up the spot, bro.
This is good, man.
So, yeah, we had... Actually, we had four games this week.
Talking to the mic, please, sir.
Sorry about that. We actually had four games this week. Wait, did we talk about the Raptors last week? I don't recall.
I believe we did.
Okay. So we had three games this week.
Did we? Let me see that schedule.
Because we had the Raptors last Sunday. I'm not sure if we talked about them in the last episode.
That's a fact. If we didn't, then we're bad people, but we should have.
Yeah, so... Unfortunately, we're going to skip that one because we lost that one anyway. Yeah, 120 to 105. As a matter of fact, no, we did talk about it.
We did.
Because that was the game that we had three players on the bench. Okay.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So we did talk about the Raptors.
The four player, yeah, that was outrageous.
So we had three games this week, not counting the Raptors. Pacers and two times against the Celtics. We went 2-1. Not a bad week.
Very good. That's good.
That's a successful week. Because remember, we did say we have to win at least one against the Celtics. So I consider this a successful week. It's just that yesterday's loss kind of hurt because it was kind of an ugly one.
It was a very ugly one.
But we'll get into that in a second. Let's talk about the Pacers first. Pacers game, we beat them 104-94. Led by a returning Randle.
Yes.
Well, actually led by Barrett. But Randle's return kind of was a good presence because
this is his second game back, I believe.
Yes, it is. Actually, no. It was his first game back.
His first game?
Yeah.
Okay.
Him and
That's right. Because last episode was we need Randle.
Exactly. So Randle and Barrett combined for 62 points.
Oh, wait till you see what's later on in this episode. It's gonna be a whole bunch of contradictions going on.
Oh yeah, especially considering what you just said.
Yeah.
But anyway,
a whole lot of contradictions.
Randle and Barrett. Randle had 30. Barrett had 32. Combined for 62 points. Combined 24-40 shooting. Dog, they can do that every game, bro.
What was like the biggest thing that stood out to you in this game?
The fact that when Randle plays like this, we're a real hard team to beat.
What was the stats?
Randle was 30, 16 boards, 4 assists, and a steal. And was 12 of 20 from the field. Any turnovers? 3. That's his minimum.
That's below average.
That's his minimum.
Yeah, it's below average.
That's his minimum, so that's not bad.
I could deal with it. How did Sabonis do? Did he lock up Sabonis?
Because
the defense...
Actually, he did. 15, 8, and 4 rebounds. He actually locked... I wouldn't say he locked them up, but he didn't have that effective of a game. He only took 9 shots.
Yeah, that's a fact.
So that means we kept him from shooting. That's great. That's great. A lot of things stuck out in this game, man. One thing that stuck out is both teams shot terribly from 3.
That's a fact.
The Pacers were 9 of 38 and we were 6 of 28. We killed them on the boards and on the offensive boards. The big reason why we won 14-9 on the offensive boards. Points in the paint, we dominated 54-38. Kudos to Julius for that. He's part of the reason that happened. So, yeah, this was an overall big win, you know.
This was a solid win. Like, you know, nothing really slipped. No.
Aside from the three-point shooting.
The three-point shooting, yeah. Did we win the third quarter? We won the third quarter.
Oh, my God. Yes, we did.
We won the third quarter. So, this was a very solid, very team effort win. Something we would like to see the Knicks do more consistently. I feel like that should be our shot word. For this year.
Consistency?
Every time you hear the word consistency, you gotta take a shot. Consistency.
That's the secret word.
Yeah, consistency. There you go.
Every time you hear the secret word, scream real loud. I'll tell you that reference after the show. That's a real old show.
Oh, okay. Just dated yourself there, man.
That's fine. I don't care. For those who remember, I'm going to say the line one more time, and for those in my age group, you'll know.
If you get it, if you comment it in the comments on YouTube, or matter of fact, on our Instagram, on our next post on Instagram, if you can get the answer right, you get a free Knicks Anonymous mask.
What the reference is?
Yes.
Okay, so basically I said the secret word. He said the secret word was consistency. And I said, whenever somebody says the secret word, scream real loud. That's from a show. Way back in the days from our childhood in the 80s. We'll let y'all figure that one out.
You get it right, you get a free Knicks Anonymous mask. Best of luck.
You know what? Let's move on to the two Celtics games.
Let's start off with the first one, man. What a doozy.
That was the thumbs down game.
That was the thumbs down game, indeed.
That was the scene of the crime.
So pretty much, let's run this down real quick, right? Okay, so pretty much, the Knicks, just to sum up the first half, we were just getting our ass kicked.
The score was, the halftime score was 63-47. Yeah, we were down by 16 at the half. But yes, we were down by more than that.
We were down by 30. 29, I think, actually.
Something around that line, yes. It was bad, too. And it was weird, because in the beginning, remember when you came to my house, you kind of missed, like, the first 5 minutes of the game, and you got there?
Yeah.
And the first thing you asked me was, how's it looking? And I was like, it's not looking too bad. I said, it's not looking bad, but the Celtics are playing real good defense, and that stuck out to me. And then after I said that, that's when they went on the run.
So you're saying it was my presence that botched up the whole thing?
No, I'm just saying. I mean, if that's where you want to go, fine. But I was just trying to say the Celtics were playing good defense in the first half. That's all I was trying to say.
What's his name? The dude with the braids.
Robert. Oh my God, bro, he's a great shot blocker.
He's
Robert
in,
Williams.
He is in. How many blocks? Yeah, 10.
Yo, most of his blocks were on RJ Barrett.
But okay, wait. I'm glad.
7 blocks.
I'm glad you brought that up, though.
I know where you're going with this. Go ahead.
I am so happy RJ did not stop attacking. I'm so happy, because that shows that he is, if that's not Williams on the other team, those are going in. You feel me?
I agree.
If that's not Williams down there, he's putting that basket, that ball in the basket. At times, though, I was kind of upset, because, you know, if you keep getting blocked, you kind of look more stupid than courageous. So I feel like RJ could have probably, like, went to the basket, stopped, popped a little bit. But that's not his game, so I respect it. But I feel like he should add that at least a little bit to the arsenal.
Well, we'll get to RJ later in the game, because I'm just going to throw his numbers out there before we get to the good part. And this shows how much mental strength RJ has.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to read his numbers out. 13 points, 3 rebounds, 6 assists, 4 of 15 from the field, 2 of 4 from 3. So the 3-point percentage isn't that bad.
All right, so hold on to that. Let that marinate.
Let that sit for a second.
Let that marinate. Let's go to Fournier real quick.
Yeah, I that's what I was going to bring up.
Yeah, yeah. Let's let that marinate for RJ. Go to Fournier.
My question to you is, who was that, and what did they do to Evan Fournier?
You know who it was? It was those aliens from fucking Space Jam. They gave him his freaking talent back.
So then that's like a reverse Space Jam.
Yeah, like.
So they gave him. So they took Klay Thompson's talent and gave it to Evan Fournier.
Well, yeah,
Klay. Remember, he is coming back today.
Yeah,
so.
Klay let him borrow it for the day.
Oh my God!
Klay let him borrow his talent for the day. No disrespect to Fournier, because this is who he is. But it's just like, bro, like where is it, like?
Bro, like he was watching. I was like, whoa, like.
Yo, he was shooting, bro. That out of the, okay.
The one, was, the one when he hit the 10th three. That one.
Was that the one when he was
in the
fading
corner,
out of bounds?
Yes.
Yo, that was the most beautiful shot I've ever seen in my life.
That
I'm
was.
Not even
shout
lie
out
to you.
Fournier for that.
Yo. That was the most beautiful shot I've ever... Bro, he caught it leaning water. Yo.
Yeah, bro. I've seen Klay and Steph.
Yo, when he shot that... I'm sorry, bro. I'm so excited.
No, right I gotta Yo, say bro. This. Before you get that out, I gotta say this. And I'm not comparing him to Klay and Steph. But those are like the measuring sticks for shooters nowadays. I've seen them do some wild shit on shots. I've never seen them do that. If I'm wrong, feel free to tag us in a video and show me.
You definitely are. I've seen it.
Am I?
Yeah, they've done it.
I've never seen Clay and Steph do that.
What, in the corner? Yeah, he does it.
Fading out of bounds?
Clay does it.
No, I've never seen that. I've never seen them do that.
I'll show you a video.
Feel free. Somebody tag me in a video and show me. I'm not doubting it, but I gotta see it. I've never seen them do that. I've seen Jordan do that, but from two.
That shit was clean.
Yeah, bro. But to read his numbers out, to give him his flowers, because he was the player of the game, obviously.
Bring that trade value up, baby.
You said that. You said the loud part quiet. I mean, you said the quiet part loud, I mean.
What do you mean?
They weren't supposed to know that.
Oh. Why not?
Because. Anyway, Evan Fournier had 41 points, 8 boards, 2 assists, and even played defense and had a steal and a block. 15 of 25 from the field. 10 threes. I believe that's the tied Nick record. Am I right? I don't... Oh, let me look that up real quick. Or are you going to... Let's see who gets it first. Nick's record for 3-pointers in a game. But yeah, man. 48 Nick's record killed. For
most 3-pointers in a game.
Let's do this. Who is it, Google? Who is it? Doesn't say. I can't find it.
Okay.
Anyway,
3-time points. Oh,
you know what?
John Starks.
How many threes he had? I think Sprewell beat that record. I could be wrong. But anyway,
3-pointers made 2.71. Total 3-pointers 217.
That's for the year. But while he's looking for that, I'll read off some more stats. Quickly killed with 16 points. He actually hit a lot of big shots in this game in the fourth, some timely ones. Randle had 22 this game, 8 boards, 2 assists, and 2 steals. He actually played some defense. There you go, Randle. We need that from you, baby.
He just moves sloppy sometimes.
You know who actually had a good game? And he had some modest-ass stats and only had 3. Bro, this is what's good about Alec Burks. This is why he's my favorite Nick. 1 of 10 from the field. Only had 3 points. But your man had 9 boards, 7 assists, and a steal. So basically, on minimum, Burks covered for 14 points with those assists. So he's a presence even if he doesn't score. And was a big reason why we won this game.
Oh, shit. It might be J.R. Smith.
Oh, wow. Wouldn't that be something? Oh, man. But, yeah. Now that we got all those stats out the way, how did we win this game? Buzzer beater from R.J. Barrett. A real impressive one, too.
Bro, we're talking one leg. Fadeaway heavily contested.
He was actually fading to the side.
Backboard.
He was fading to the side, though.
Backboard.
So what would you...
The bank wasn't even open.
What would you call a side fadeaway? Because, like, he didn't jump back.
A sidestep.
Okay, I guess.
Fadeaway sidestep.
We'll call it that. But either way, impressive shot.
Beginning of the season when Smith went
and dude is brave, bro. Like,
the Knicks fell near.
We didn't even need a three. The game was tied. All he had to do was hit a two. He went for the trifecta. That's pretty brave. Barrett is clutch. Now we know.
He set the same. Okay, so J.R. Smith set the franchise. He set the franchise record against the Eastern Conference. No.
This is for the most threes in the game.
Yes. Others might choose to reflect on the year when Smith helped the lead New York back into playoff contention and broke records with his scoring. 10 Deer Guard Sunday afternoon, setting the franchise 3-point record for a single game against the Miami Heat.
With?
He also set a record with 22 attempts.
Well, how many did he hit?
Wow, they don't even say how many he hit. What the f-
Next.
That's so whack.
Moving on to the next Celtics game, which we lost. Well,
what a doozy.
Wait. First of all, the final score was 108-105. As I said, Barrett is a brave MF-er. Didn't even have to shoot a three. He did it anyway.
Yeah, that's a lot of damage.
And now to the...
That's a lot of damage.
Facts. And now to the loss. Our lowest scoring game of the season. Yep, it happened. 99-75. We only scored 75 points in the high-scoring era of the NBA. That is terrible. That is terrible. I had to say it twice.
He made 17 three-pointers.
Nah, hell no. That'd be an NBA record.
17 three-point attempts.
Oh, okay. Bro, but this was bad, bro. 36% from the field, 35% from three. Bro, 40% from the free throw line? Are you kidding me? Come on, New York. What are you doing? What are you doing?
All you do. And you know, everything they would shoot would just miss.
And only 13 assists? No ball movement. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Bro, they doubled our assists. They doubled us.
You know what's even crazier? They struggle in assists. I think they're like the lowest team in the league in assists. I was watching the game on the NBA TV, the Boston Network, and the announcers were pretty much saying how there's so much trouble between Brown and Tatum with sharing the ball with others. Like, they would have 30 points but two assists.
Yeah, they're not passers.
They're not passers.
That's why I don't think I would want one of them. At least not at this point in time. They're not passers. We need guys that move the ball, bro, because we already have a stagnant offense.
Yeah.
But that's neither here nor there. We're talking about this game. And, bro, it killed us with the points in the paint.
Yeah, no comeback this time.
Yeah, I was hoping so. You know me.
That's why I texted you.
It killed us with the points in the paint, 42-24. We actually surprisingly had more second chance points than them. But that's because we missed so many shots. So that's not really a win.
Yeah, no, it's not a win at all. That's kind of a big L. Big fat L.
21, they had 21 points off turnovers. Yeah, bro, like they... Yeah, pretty much sums it up. They kicked the shit out of
us. And the body language, man. I wasn't fucking with it.
And check this out. We outscored them 26-21 in the firsts. The rest of the way. Hold on, I'm doing the math in my head, y'all. I'm sorry. The rest of the way, they outscored us 57-79-49. That is terrible. They outscored us.
That is terrible. That is terrible.
Bro, 79 to 49 in the last three quarters. That's dominance.
Bro, we just I don't know what do you think it was?
Actually, effort? I'm sorry. My bad. 78 to 49. Sorry, y'all.
So what do you think it comes down to? Effort?
Well, in this game it was execution.
Hustle.
In this game it was execution, lack of ball movement, and not hitting our shots. I won't say lack of defense, because we were trying on defense.
Oh, and Evan Fournier was out with a thigh contusion.
Yeah, that didn't help either. We were short again.
And Evan Fournier tends to catch blaze when he plays the Celtics.
Well, to help our with a positive for yesterday, Quigley showed up in the starting lineup. He actually played a pretty good game.
Quick.
He was negative 15, unfortunately.
That is not good.
But that's, I would assume that's mostly because of defensive lapses.
So what would you give, what is the report card of this week's performance? A plus to F.
B plus.
Average.
B plus, yeah. I'm not going to make an excuse for yesterday's loss, but if we beat them the day before, this game was winnable. Yes, I get it. Our starting shooting guard wasn't there, and he usually kills, but they should not have dominated us this way.
Not at all. It was just they would get anything they want, uncontested shots, out-hustled. We just got dominated. No game, no fire, man. I will also give them a B+. It would have been a B if we would have went neutral. Is that even possible? No, we couldn't have.
Nah. The 2-1 record is a success. Like I said, we had to take one from the Celtics. We did. We gained some ground. I think now we're tied with them for 10th. I'm about to check the standings right now just to be sure.
So, yeah, B+, I would say, is a very good teammate grade.
And the reason it would have been big had we beat them both games, we would have had the tiebreaker over them. So, yeah, at this moment.
So, we're tied with them pretty much.
Right, yeah. Now, we're tied with the 10th spot. And we're half a game away from the 9th spot. Two games out from the 8th spot.
What's playoff, 8 or 6?
7th, 8th is play-in. Playoff is 6th, and that's the Cavs. The Cavs are... See? I told you. What did I tell you? Last week, Philly was 6th. I told you Philly was going to move up the rankings.
Where they at right now?
5th. I mean, they're only one game up, but still. I told you that was going to happen last week.
They're climbing, yeah. So how far do you think they'll go? 4? Or staying fifth?
Bro, like, the top is pretty close. Because, look, the Bulls are number one, 26 and 10. The Nets are 2, 25 and 13. The Heat are 25 and 15 at 3. The Bucks are 26 and 16. So, yeah, 1 through 4 is pretty close. Then comes the next race. But then again, the Sixers are tied. Oh, actually, no. I'm wrong. Sixers are down 4 games. The Sixers are 5th, 22 and 16. Cavs are 6th, 22 and 17. Then comes the other race. The Raptors are 19. Bro, the Raptors climbed up a few notches. They're 7th now. Last week, they were 10th.
Ooh. Yeah, man. We don't want to get left behind.
Bro, we can still climb. This week is another important week. So
every week is an important week at this point.
It's
gonna have to be.
Yeah,
because if we start losing games, like right now, it's coming to that point where if we start losing, they're gonna start breaking away.
And there's certain games we have to win. All right, like for example, this week,
because Washington lost the game that we needed to lose against the Bulls.
Yes, they did. You're right. We did talk about that. But this week, tomorrow we got the Spurs. Wednesday we got our homeboys, the Mavericks, and Saturday we got our best friends, the Hawks. Another week, we have to win at least two. Which one are we most... You know which one I think we're most likely to lose? The Spurs, believe it or not.
Think so?
I think that's the game we're most likely to lose. I can still see us beating the Mavericks. We play great against them all the time for some reason.
You mean the Dallas Knicks?
Yeah. With Tim Hardaway and all those guys.
The entire starting five.
Yeah, technically.
Besides Luka.
Yeah. I can see us still beating the Hawks, even with Trae Young. I do. I believe that. Next week is going to be interesting, though, the week after. Because we got the Hornets.
Ooh. Where's the Hornets?
That's on MLK Day. The Hornets are 7th or 8th. Actually, the Hornets are 8th.
8th.
We're 2 games away from them. They're 21 and 19.
So that's a must win as well.
We're 19 and 21. Again.
Anybody in our conference is a must win.
These next two weeks, the Knicks have a chance. Wait, how many games are there the next 2 weeks? Let me go back there.
Hold on. I'm jacking 5.
All right. So there's the Spurs, the Mavericks, the Hawks, the Hornets, the Timberwolves, the Pelicans, and the Clippers. That's 7 games. We have to win at least 4. Best case scenario, 5.
4 for 7?
Yes. I think we can beat the the Clippers, I don't know. I'm iffy about the Clippers. The Pelicans, I feel we can beat. The Timberwolves, I also feel we can beat. Hornets could go either way. Again, I said we can beat the Hawks and the Mavs, and somehow I see us losing to the Spurs. So basically,
what if we go undefeated?
I mean, that's best case scenario. We always say that. So basically, I got our
it's always on the table.
Yes, I got our 2 losses as the Spurs and the Clippers. It's most likely not gonna happen. I'm talking about best case scenario for us to go 5-2.
Okay.
I got our 2 losses as the Spurs and the Clippers. For some reason, I see us beating the other teams. I don't see the Mavericks beating us for some reason. Even whole.
Trash. Get out of my face.
So that's just how I see it. That's just my opinion. I think if we win 4 of 7, great. 5-2 would be best case scenario. Winning all 7, great case scenario.
Hey, yo, Porzingis.
Boo this man!
Wait till Wednesday, bro. We're not there yet. Wait till Wednesday.
Thought we forgot?
Oh, man.
Forgot, Porzingis?
All right, so I guess that wraps up this week's games.
Which leads us into...
Is it just me? Or...
Yeah, it's been a minute. It's been a minute. 2 episodes, maybe. Maybe 3. Yeah. All right, listen. This is why I was saying it's going to get contradiction. Here it goes. Ready? I'm just going to get right into this. Is it just me? Or is Julius Randle out of here in terms of trade?
Nah. He's not out of here. I think it's just you. I'm not saying he'll never get traded. It's not.
I mean, like, right now.
Nah, not right now.
Like in before deadline.
The only way he's gone is if we make the Ben Simmons trade. Because think about it. Obi Toppin would thrive with a Ben Simmons. So would Julius Randle. So would Mitch. Those lobs would be crazy.
OD crazy. And it would open up
the only downside to trading Julius Randle for Ben Simmons would be Randle's 3-point shooting. You know, it's inconsistent.
Would you say rebounding too, maybe?
I think Obi Toppin could hold down the rebounds. 8-9 a game ain't too bad. It would be more so the shooting. Yes, he's an inconsistent shooter, but the fact you have to pay attention to him is still means something. Obi Toppin's not as good of a shooter as Julius Randle. So that would hurt. So that it would hurt in that aspect. However, I do not honestly think we're gonna trade Randle unless we do the Ben Simmons trade. I don't see no other trade that would make sense. Or that would make us better, aside from that one. So nah, I think Randle's here for the time being. You know, if worse comes to worse, and he is going to be moved, it'll most likely be in the off season or next deadline. I think he's here for the. I personally think Randle's going to be here for the long haul. Honestly, don't think he's a problem. He's inconsistent as hell, but as I said in Past, Present, and Future, which you can find on YouTube, by the way.
That's a fact.
I think, like Fournier, we should take some responsibility away from him. And that's not in no way demoting him, because I still think Randle's a piece. As I've said many, many times on the show, he's just not a number one. Take away some ball-handling responsibility for
him. He's not able to think on the fly. Like, his decision making is not all that.
Exactly. I'm not saying he could never bring the ball down. I'm just saying cut down his responsibility on that. Cut down his 3-point shooting. You know, if you take 5-6 a game, no. I would say he takes 7. Would you guess? I would guess 7. I don't know the exact number, but let's say he takes 7. Yeah. Cut it down to 5.
4.
4. Now, if you hit 3 out of 4 and you're hot, keep shooting. Then I'm feeling you. But if you're 1 of 5 and you keep shooting threes, but that's for any NBA player. I always say that about.
But especially for you.
Yes.
Especially for you.
What the Knicks need to do for Randle, and this is a coaching thing. Because
Tibbs, listen up.
Because another thing that was said in Past, Present, and Future was he doesn't hold Randle accountable. He pretty much lets him run wild. All right, fine. Let him run wild. But let him run wild in the post. That's his strength. I honestly think if Randle cut down his outside shooting and stood in the post and the mid-range, he would be so much more effective.
I feel like it's kind of hard for him a little bit, though, since we always go against zones.
I dig, but the thing about it is, like...
So how would that work, then? We would have to surround them with...
Shooters.
I mean, but that's the same problem we had last year. That's why we got Fournier in them.
Yeah, but
That's probably the reason why I could think he doesn't do that is because every time he goes to the paint, he's triple teamed.
But that leaves people open, bro. Like, that
decision making is so bad.
But like, who said it? It was Schmitty that said it, right? Shout out to Schmitty. 2 seconds, you don't got it, pass it out. I understand that's something he's not good at, and it's something he has to work on. Get on him about that.
Wear contacts, bro. I think we need him.
Bro, I'm telling you. He's already a good passer. He gets 5-6 assists a game. You just got to work on the decision-making. Bro. Yeah, bro. Like, Randle's a piece. I keep saying it. He's just not the piece. Would I personally trade him? No, but only for Ben Simmons. Which is kind of saying yes. So is it just you? Is he gone? No, he's not gone. But it doesn't mean he never will be gone. The potential's there.
I'm not going to lie. I think it is just me as well. I think it definitely is just me. I believe Randle is a, like you said, a long haul kind of thing. Trust the process kind of thing. Because like you said, he's not a bad player. He's not. He's a great player. But we're using him for the wrong things. And I feel like we're using a lot of guys on the team for a lot of wrong things. But again, that's a coaching problem. So so maybe we're looking in the wrong direction here.
I mean,
Not to throw any, you know.
Yeah, we not. I don't want to throw.
But
I don't want to throw Tibbs on the hot seat, bro. But the way I see it, the problem with today's NBA, I'm going a little off base here. But the problem with today's
monologue,
NBA, yeah, kind of. But it goes with what we're talking about.
Ooh, a productive monologue.
The problem with today's NBA is that they try to make the coaches adjust to the players. When it's supposed to be the other way around.
The player is supposed to adjust to the coach?
Yes. I understand the coach has to... A coach's job is to bring the best out of all his players. So I understand that. But a player's job... Sorry about that. But a player's job is to adjust to the game being played. Now, if you can't adjust to your coach, and you can only play one style of ball, I'm sorry to say... It's a two-way street. You're also a part of the problem. You have to adjust to each other.
That's a very good point, Stevie. And I'd almost like to bring up, I feel like this team, because this team is still fresh.
Bro,
2 years.
Bro, we're still rebuilding.
Yeah, we're still very fresh. We're 2 years in, right? Inconsistency is big. Why? Because we have a very young team.
Mm-hmm.
So... You know, it's unfortunately that the inconsistency is actually rubbing you off on the older guys as well. Like Fournier and them. That's not good. Because usually you'd want the consistency out of the rookies more than you would you guys. Because you guys have been here longer. So maybe we need just more consistent vets. Like D-Rose.
That's a big problem. D-Rose's leadership is missing. That's what a lot of the problem is lately. Because as much as I like Randle, I wouldn't consider him a team leader. A guy like Taj is a team leader. Rose is a team leader. To an extent, Burks. He's a vet. He comes up big when we need him. That's leading by example. So in my eyes, that's a team leader.
Yeah, man. We gotta remind ourselves we're very fresh, man. We're 2 years in. We have movable pieces, like we always say. How many times have you said consistency already? Have you guys been counting? You guys should be like drunk by now already. Cause I completely forgot about that, but I just caught myself saying
about,
it, like
I forgot about it too.
Yeah, like I kept saying it. Jesus, I'm like, yo, oh my god, drink responsibly, please. Please drink responsibly. I don't want nothing with it.
Yeah, man. we need Rose's leadership. That's missing. I'm not saying Randall's not a leader. He's just not like a vocal leader. He's the guy, but that doesn't mean you're the leader. Like for example, when Patrick Ewing was on the Knicks. Not saying he was a bad leader. Yeah, Patrick Ewing was the leader. Don't get it twisted. But so was Charles Oakley. We had a whole team of leaders, bro. Like, that was the cool thing about the 90s Knicks. If one dude was slipping on leading, another dude would be like, yo, you slipping. All right, here's what's going on. You know? We only have two leaders. Rose and Taj. You know? And
and both of them. And Taj is... on his last leg, and Rose is not even playing.
Exactly. And with all the young guys we got, maybe we're lacking some leadership.
Floor general.
And that's not, yeah. And that's not saying that it's Tibbs for
Tyrese.
But we need. That's not happening. The Kings are not stupid, bro.
De'Aaron Fox. Come here, Fox.
Don't get it twisted. I like De'Aaron Fox. But. He'd be more of the same. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, he's faster than all the guards we got.
I feel like we need a tall... Can we get a tall guard, please?
Ben Simmons.
Hello.
Fuck.
I mean, sorry, Bing damn, bong.
Man. Sorry, y'all. I let out an F word.
Respectfully, you let out that F word.
Yeah.
Because it's true, though. We need some size on the point guard. Because I feel like if we... Because point guards on other teams are either average or above average. We have below average everywhere.
Not really.
We have Kemba Walker.
Kemba, maybe.
And D-Rose.
D-Rose is below average. He's average point guard.
He's average?
I would say so.
So Kemba's small and D-Rose. Okay. So yeah, Kemba, bro. Get on the stretcher.
Oh, boy. Oh, man. I guess with that wraps up the show.
Wrap it up, my boy.
That wraps it up.
You already know, man. You already know how we do here, Knicks Anonymous. We love you guys. We love talking Knicks with you guys. To wrap it up, though, it was a positive week of basketball. 2-1.
Don't let that Celtics loss
It was painful.
Make y'all feel bad.
It was. It's okay to feel pain because it was painful. It is quite all right. We are human. But it is important to bounce back because there is more basketball to be played. And like we just said, the Knicks have a very, very good opportunity in front of them in these next 2 weeks. What was the record you wanted? Best case scenario, 5 out of 7, right?
Yes. Best case scenario, 5 out of 7. But 4 out of 7 would be, I would consider successful.
Successful. You already know that, man. Where can they find us, Nick, Stevie?
Where can they find? Oh! Find us on Instagram, obviously, at Nick's Anonymous.
Or Facebook, but...
We don't seem to get a lot of traction on Facebook.
Yeah, it's connected. So whatever you see on our Instagrams, you see on our Facebook. Whatever you see on our Facebook, it's on our Instagram, vice versa. So we might as well just go to Instagram.
And it's not gloom and doom, y'all. It's pretty ugly.
So panic button open. Are you pressing the button?
Nah.
All right, so I'm gonna put it away for now.
Nope. Don't panic, y'all.
I'm gonna put it away for now. I'm gonna save. I'm gonna put it over here.
We've won 6 of our last 10, so there's some momentum there.
That's very true.
Let's do this, y'all. We gotta take it one game. I guess for Knicks Anonymous, we're personally taking it 1 week at a time. But
as a whole, we gotta take it 1 game at a time.
Yes.
I feel you, man. I feel you. So that being said, we will see y'all next week. Be safe. Let's go Knicks.
Whoop whoop.